I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be? You, my King, would die for me. Amazing love, I know it's true. And it's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. Were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love, I know it's true. And it's my joy to honor you in all I do.
Hello, how you doing? I pray everybody had a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Man, can you believe 2024? Boy, how time flies. But I look forward to what God has in store in the coming year. Amen. So this is going to be a brief introductory episode to my podcast, telling you a little bit about myself. My name's Corey Dykes. I live in Alabama. I was born physically blind, and I'm comfortable talking about it. I have a good sense of humor about it, as you may see on occasion in this podcast. I went to the School for the Blind in Jackson, Mississippi, up until high school, where I went to public school, graduated from there. Among many things, I learned to read and write Braille, learned typing skills. You know, modern technology, I realize it has its disadvantages, has its bad points, as well as its good points, like anything. But in many ways, it's fruitful in the lives of those of us who are blind, visually impaired, hearing impaired. Man, I love VoiceOver that's on our iPhones and iPads, which speaks on what's on the screen. It helps you navigate online, emails, different apps, you name it. Some apps, VoiceOver works better than others, but technology has sure come a long way. But I thank God for a lot of it, too. I grew up in a Christian home with a praying family. And you know, that's a good thing because it does lay that foundation for you. But I didn't accept Jesus until I was in high school. You see, you can't just rely on the faith of other people, whether it be family, friends, pastors even, for salvation. You got to make that personal decision for yourself, whether you want to follow Jesus or not. And I did in high school. Hadn't regretted it since. Even though I'm not perfect, I am a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled follower of Jesus. When I graduated high school, I prayed about what God wanted me to do next. And He led me, eventually, to take online courses for ministry with Berean School of the Bible, which is affiliated with the Assemblies of God. I was certified with them. And God has blessed me with many gifts and abilities, not only to preach and teach His Word, but music ministry also. I play guitar, drums, keyboard. He has opened so many doors. And yes, with my musical abilities, I use them first and foremost in God's service, for His honor and glory. I also like music as a hobby, too. I like to play and listen to a variety of music, country music, Christian music, you name it. But God has opened doors for me to use His gifts and abilities in leading worship and preaching and teaching His Word in a variety of churches. I even do, on occasion, devotions on Facebook. Now I'm venturing out into podcasting. I'm a big fan of podcasts, by the way. Man, I subscribe to anything from history to news and politics to Christian podcasts. Probably to the relief of most of you out there, this ain't going to be about politics. Although, I do enjoy discussing it. But this is a Christian podcast. I'm going to share the gifts and abilities God has blessed me with, and I pray it's a blessing to you too. That song you heard at the beginning, it's one of my favorite contemporary Christian songs. Where would we be without God's mercy, without His love? His love is indeed amazing. His grace is indeed amazing. Where would we be without the guidance and strength of the Holy Spirit, without the guidance of God's written word on our journey of faith? And that's what this is. This is going to be a journey of faith we're going to embark upon together by worshiping God in song, by the reading and the studying of His Word. It's going to be a worshipful experience, and I pray the Holy Spirit moves in this podcast. It's going to be a learning experience for all of us, and it's going to be fun. I look forward to it. A foundational passage that I'm going to use that'll sum up what this podcast is going to be about is 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7. It says, "We walk by faith, not by sight." It's a journey of faith. With mountaintop experiences, with valley experiences, there are times we're going to experience joy, experience the presence of God, experience mighty moves of God. There are other times we experience trials and tribulations, and pain and suffering, run into obstacles. Sometimes we stumble and fall, which is true at times for me physically as well as spiritually. We're not perfect. We're going to fail. Look, Abraham was the father of faith, and he failed on his journey of faith many times. But you know, one thing God promises us in His Word is that He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He will never abandon us. When we stumble, when we fall, God is always there to pick us up and help dust us off so we can continue on our journey of faith. Now, there are times He does correct us. There are times He does punish us when we go astray. But aren't you grateful for His mercy, for His goodness, for His love, for His patience? I mean, what would we do without a long-suffering God, huh? You know, it's not easy always, but it is worthwhile to step out in faith with God. Never a dull moment either, amen? Anyway, this was just a brief introductory episode. Tell you a little bit about myself and what this podcast is going to primarily be about. The next episode, we're going to launch into whatever God leads me to deliver from His Word. But I enjoyed our time together today, and I look forward to next time. I would appreciate it if you would subscribe to this podcast. For the time being, it's just going to be on Spotify. Now, God may lead me to launch into doing it on other apps later on. But I pray everybody has a blessed day and a blessed week coming up. And hang in there throughout this cold winter, because you know what? Spring's just around the corner.